this Gemara. Okay. So we're starting this Gemara. The Gemara says, so it's to the Rabba. We're up to Rabba. Amar Rabba, we might have done this a little bit, but let's throw it back again. Amar Rabba. The Neimam Ratayra Moda Mixa Satana Yishama. So way Rashi learns, so Rashi says the question is that it should be Meshav Aveda. Taisa says the question is it should be Amigo. In other words, they both don't want to learn that we're being Tarish time in the Krah, because we hold we're not Tarish time in the Krah. So they're learning that there's a question here that the, according to the time, it's illogical. And the Taisa says we should learn out from here that Amrin Amigoy. When Rashi would be learned off here, you don't say Meshav Aveda. So that's in other words, we're not sure whether Rashi's Meshav Aveda is Migui or not Migui. And it seems we said this already, that it seems it's a Machlekes Rishayim. Definitely the Ramban and the Ran who asked on Rashi that Meshav Aveda is the Rabbanan. So they obviously learned that Rashi's Dafka Meshav Aveda. And the Rabbeinu Peretz, who sticks into the words Rashi Migui, seemingly learned Rashi that he meant Migui. Taisus is ambiguous because he doesn't quote Rashi. The fact that he didn't quote Rashi sounds like he himself wasn't clear. But okay. So the Gemara's kasha is that it should be a Torah Meshav Aveda or Migui. Migui means that's the lie, I'm telling the truth. If they wanted to lie, would they have better lie? And Meshav Aveda is a Svara that we don't penalize people from what's doing what's right. Because if you make people penalize people for doing what's right, then you're discouraging people from doing what's right. And it's not a riot that I'm telling the truth, but the halakha is gonna have bad ramifications. Here, if the guy would have been a bum, would have been kaifer hako, he wouldn't have to swear. Now, because he's smart of a mixer, he has to swear. So he's going to say, next time I'll be smart. Next time I won't be by the mimixes. That's the way you treat me. So I won't be by the mixes. You know, like if you come to customs and everybody will go through in no trouble and they say, does anyone have anything to declare? And you decide to be nice and admit that you got something to declare. And then they drive you crazy for 10 hours going through. So next time, I'm not going to have to tell you I have something to declare, right? They asked you, did anyone give you a letter? Did anyone give you anything? So they drove you crazy. So next time, I'm not going to say they said, I'm not going to tell the truth, right? That's the human mentality. I tell them, yeah, someone gave me a letter, but I know the friend. Then they keep me for 10 hours joining security. So next time they ask me, I'm not going to tell. Watch, I'm going to tell them the truth. That's Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda means you're discouraging people from being honest. So, okay, we're not sure. So the kasha was that according to Rashi, Pash is Meshav Aveda. According to Taivis, it's Amigui. So why should Maida mix a swear? Efrid Rabba. Chazaka ain't of the May is part of a thing about Kova. The Chazaka. You know the may is part of the name about Chaybo. Ahai, Bekula boy the Nikfer. Says a Chazaka. Since it's a Chazaka. Oh, so really, hi, Bekula boy the Nikfer. Oh, did I confirm you? They know the may. So, according to Taisus and Migui, it's the Gemara. I'm not really sure why the word needs everything. Chazaka ain't other may is part of the name about Chaybo. So the Gemara says it's a chazaka. What does it have to be a chazaka for? Why couldn't it be just there are some people that are not mayas? That person doesn't prefers not to be mayas.
Right? And how do you know that this guy really wants to be kofer bakal? Maybe he really there's no reason to assume that he's trying to play games or lie in the first place.
Well, that's another gosh. I'm going step by step.
thing. If you don't know the first step, you'll never get to the next step.
The first step was chazaka.
Yeah.
I'm going in the order of the Gemara. So the first thing I don't understand is why the Gemara, the Gemara is overkill. The Gemara makes says chazaka.
It's
a migui. So a migui, all you have to do is that the taina that you could have tied is not better than the taina that you are tying. I know that you have to explain that there's some gam in the taina that you could have tied, and therefore there's no migui. So all you have to say is,
do we have to say that it's a real chazaka? Do we have to say it's a real chazaka?
I don't know.
Could just be
it's
a concept?
Sounds like
a real chazaka. Chazaka sounds like a real chazaka to me. The Gemara later, Rashi concerns the Gemara's kasha is based on the chazaka, no?
If chazaka killed
the Gemara, the Gemara is again, Emes is Shein. So,
would it be good enough to kill the migu? If without a chazaka, why would the migu fall? How would you kill the migu? Just because
it kills the migu.
Right, so you need the chazaka to kill the migu.
Why? Why can't you just say
that there are people out there who might sometimes feel
a person would prefer not to be
that? Just like a dachistic preference. It has to be something.
Don't say the dachistic preference. But I don't know who says a chazaka, the mayas. There's a preference. Person has a preference not to be mayas.
Yeah, but the difference
it just has to be migu da'aza, right? It just has to be migu da'aza. It doesn't have to be...
You agree with me?
Yeah, it sounds like a great question.
There are days, we don't know what type is held by migu da'aza, but there are days that every migu da'aza is not a migu. Does it mean that a person would never be mayas?
But if it's all chazaka, the difference between maize and mikzas
is not to be maize,
right? So, but without a chazaka, the difference between being maize b'miktsas and maize b'kula is that going to be significant?
Apparently, there's some difference, but that's the whole Gemara Svara is that ain't of the maize. But apparently, that this guy would prefer.
Chazaka means 100%.
What?
Chazaka means 100%. What's
Chazaka means? Chazaka means close to 100%. Yes.
Right.
Close.
Chazaka means at least the right, and as the halachic force.
Chazaka ain't on the prayer tochzmano, but people do pay earlier. I mean, we know that.
Ain't on the prayer tochzmano based on that chazaka was able to emerge him from a muktzik. So you're bringing
right a because we get no because we give it a din like that. Avad, it's not like that, but we give it a din
like that because it is like that. Otherwise, why would we give it a din like that?
That's
what it means. It's a force. It's a halachic force. So yeah, right, I don't know.
It doesn't have to be necessarily a beater, but there are forces that we work with within the system of chayish mishpat. Why does it have to be this level?
I don't know where these forces come from. I don't know if I agree with you. You can't make up a force without a pasuk. If you have a pasuk, you have a pasuk. There's no
pasuk. Is it chazaka a pasuk? Is the pasuk ain't on the bereitos mano?
Ain't on the bereitos mano is based on svara because that's human nature, and that's a svaradik a beerer. And pasuk shah chazaka ain't on the meis pavdei bal kavo is a svaradik a beerer. Otherwise, it wouldn't be anything. There's no pasuk for it. So it can't be based on. There's no din. Where does this din come from? Anyway, so the question is:
the husband of the Gemara, just saying, if there's no chazaka, so then the difference between being mazed by being kofar bakol, being mazed by being kofar b'miktsas, is that going to be significant at that point? No, isn't that like ultimately the shaila as far as like the chazaka versus?
I don't know, but the passion.
If there's no chazaka, then.
Chazaka means for sure it won't be. Just say that there's a preference.
Yeah, but a preference. But we see the guy being kofar b'miktsas. Now, if all there is a preference, then the fact that he's kofar b'miktsas already tells us the guy doesn't mind. So he might not. So maybe a stam person.
Yeah, the Gemara says that there's more ha'aza being kofar hakol than kofar b'miktsas.
Yeah, but that's true. It's the chazaka that says people don't like being mayas. So then it's taka. Then you could understand why there's such a difference between mikvahs and kula. But if there's no chazaka, he already doesn't care too much about.
I hear, but I'm not so happy.
Isn't chazaka a fact? The Gemara is saying that's a fact. You can't say less.
Gemara was mechanish a fact. Gemara didn't say it because of pashas. Gemara didn't say it because they have that. This is a known fact from before. The mechanish here to answer the question.
I don't know if the Gemara always knew the fact.
I don't know if Rabba knew this fact. Rabba asked the Kasha, you should have a migui. Pashas, he didn't know this fact.
Does so anyone know Rabba?
So the Gemara is that the Gemara's mechanish this fact in order to answer the Kasha. So according to Davis, the kasha was you should have a migui. The answer is because there's a chazaka. So we're asking a very simple question. And Taisus, why do we need a chazaka? Even without a chazaka, there's no migui. In Rashi, it could be that it's not a kasha. Because in Rashi, it's not a raya that you're telling the truth. It's a svara that it's wrong to penalize a person who is doing good. Now, if it's a chazaka, then he's not doing good. He had no breira, you know, but he was forced into being maida. But if it's not a chazaka, then for it, he didn't have to be maida. So he did something good. He went ahead and was maida. But don't penalize a person when he's doing something good. I think in Rashi, chazaka works out. Now that if it's a chazaka, then you didn't do anything good. You had no choice. You didn't have a chira chafshis. So don't say, I was a good guy. So therefore, don't penalize someone who did something good. But if there's no chazaka, then you were a good guy. You have a preference. You know, no one's denying. In Rashi, it doesn't make a difference if you had a preference of something pushing you to be good. A maisa, once you're good, so you're a meshav aveda. A person who is a meshav aveda, we don't punish people who are meshav avedas. Okay, anyway, let's go further. I don't want to get today's Wednesday.
But this is not meshav aveda because he couldn't deny it.
I'm saying the reason in Rashi is very good that he had to say chazaka. I'm not just saying. The Gemara is trying to say it's not Meshav Aveda. So I'm saying if Lu Yitzur, it was just a preference, but it's not a Chazaka, then it would be Meshav Aveda. Because Saif, I acted as a Tzaddik. I followed my Yetzer Tov, and I was Maida, and I had the Bechira Chavshis, I could have denied it. Once you say the Chazaka, then you didn't have Bechira Chavshis. You didn't have the option to deny it, so then you're there's no meshav aveda. But so I'm saying in Rashi, I understand why the Gemara has to make it a chazaka.
Nobody's going to return it again.
What?
According to Rebbe's Svara before, nobody's going to return it again. In other words, causing a problem
not true, because he has no breira. He has to be made there.
Yes, he has to be. And nobody's going to return anything again. We're always going to tell him, hey.
There's a chazaka that will return it.
The guys still pay at him, and ain't out the mayors. So he's always going to be made if it makes this. Anyway.
This gets back to what we discussed earlier in the Tumim, correct? Meaning that the idea of Suffolk.
No, not to be a Suffolk. The Tumim was that there are some people that wouldn't be mayors. We're not saying that. We're saying that everybody might be mayors. It's just that it's uncomfortable. It's a preference. So for Taisus, the Chaira, if you just wanted to kill the Migui, all you have to do is you make it that it's not, that I have a preference. So maybe it was worth it to me to give up. I'm a multimillionaire. So it was worth it to me to be made of a mixus and to lose an extra 5 cents. In order to avoid the discomfort of being mayors, not because ain't other mayors. I could be mayors, If it was a, if push comes to shove, I would be mayiz. It's not a chazaka, not the mayiz, but I have a preference not to be mayiz.
And it's just a chazaka. No, it's maybe it's a chazaka that they have such a preference. That b'nei adam have such a preference.
Okay, but I don't think that's a little, that would work, except I don't know if that fits into the lashon, and I don't know when we get to the Gemara on Amud Beis, it sounds like the chazaka is a little stronger. Not that I have a preference. Parshat Shat. Okay, I hear. You're right. If you could read that into the words of chazaka and adam beis that way, that would be fine. But I'm not convinced that that's how we read it.
Why would you have to call it a chazaka? Why would you have to call it a chazaka?
Okay. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says chazaka ain't other man than about five. Okay. Hi,
Bikuda. There's no chazaka if I cared, right?
Wait. Why are we past this already? We're going by there. So we gotta.
No, I'm saying there's no chazaka that says ain't a person doesn't tie in. Unless he has something, isn't that the famous?
I don't know. That's a different. That's my type for
high. Ask the Tosha Rush asked that question.
Okay. Okay. And the Gemara says the high Bikula boy did it right. Why does the Gemara say that for? Why is the Gemara trying saying that? So the Gemara is trying to say.
He's moving mixtas.
Brothers, don't tell us that you're a nice guy. Look, I'm a nice guy. I'm an honest guy. According to Tosfos, you see, I'm an honest guy. According to Rashi, look, I'm a nice guy. He says, no. Kudo boy de lichvrei. You really didn't want to be maida. You were forced into being maida. You were maida only because they know the mayans. Right? So that's why I had to say it. You know, it has to say that don't try and get credit for your hodah. Because you had no brayra, you had to be, but you don't get any credit for that. You really could be the world's biggest bum. Like you wanted to be Victor, right? And the reason why you are by this because ain't other mayors. Okay. Well, the conference, you ain't other mayors, but I'm saying about class. Practicing where the high Bikuda by the night. So Rashi says, I assume you read Rashi. I think we read Rashi. Then Rashi says, let's read Rashi. Now we have a new problem. Now let's say,
he's a bum.
So there it says, lo chasham shua mamayna. He should sign a Yamai de Bekudo and a shame beyond the throw of a summer to have an Azu. They bring an A. So that's where behind Bekuda by the other. Don't tell me ain't other Pareta, ain't other that I'll be the Kashiman of Kashi Shuasa because Bekuda boy, the other day. He's really for caring. He's not a bum. He's an honest guy. So I think I don't remember anymore if we asked or we didn't ask. I know I asked in Shir, but I don't, isn't the Gemara's two answers in contradiction? According to Rashi, the Gemara has two unrelated kashas. Mm-hmm. The first kasha is, why do you swear you should have a p'tur of a Meshav Aveda, whether that's Meshav Aveda, Amiga, whatever you say, but why do you swear you should have a p'tur of Meshav Aveda? The second kasha is, why do you swear? Kasha is two unrelated kashas, nothing to do with each other. Theoretically, the Gemara could have inversed the order, pashas, and asked the second kasha before the first kasha, because they have nothing to do with each other.
If you don't establish the guy is a kafran, so then who says that that you can't take a shvua and will goof a believe
in? Because why are we making the guy swear? Because maybe
because we think that because there's some but there are some people.
Let me ask my question. That's a passion. I hear. So the question I wanted to ask was, so it seems that in order to answer the first question, we need to say v'hai b'kula boy d'nechfere. See that that's a, because otherwise, why would the Gemara say it if they didn't need to say it in order to answer the first question? So in order to answer why you're not a Meshav Aveda, We have to say we're not a Meshav Eda because you're really a bum. You want to be Kula Boy Delay and this parade. Don't go ahead and claim to be a Meshav Eda. It's not true. Don't claim a Migo, whatever. Now they ask the second question. And they say, what about me, the Chashamay Chashuasa? The Kula Boy Delay Day. So make up your mind. Is he Kula Boy Delay Day or Kula Boy Denichbare? You gotta be, in other words, Mimanashach. If it's Kula Boy Delay Day, so then he's a Meshav Aveda. Because if it's Kula Boy Denichbare, so Miga the Chashamay Chashuasa. The
Gemara's question, right? That's the Gemara's question, because the Gemara said, you just told me it's a chazaka, and the may is, and then we're to say, the lichbre. If that's true, then we say,
you just told me that it's a chazaka. What is one thing to the other?
Because if there's no chazaka, maybe we wouldn't say mikudo
chazaka. Pashupshat. Maybe you're right. That's what I was saying also. But the pashas is mikudo chasham amay nachasha shvasa has nothing to do with ain other meis mafnei balchayv. Pashupshat is. The Gemara could have asked that kasha right away. You're making a money that makes us swear. You're making a money that makes us swear. Why are you making him swear? Because you're suspecting that he's lying. Now the Gemara doesn't know yet. So that means you're suspecting him to lie. So you're kasha on a minor. So
then the Gemara could have
asked. The Gemara is though
right away without the question. Amiga the kasha on a minor kasha shuasa is not dependent on any other mayors.
It so, could be.
No, it's not. You don't
see it. No, because I'll tell you why. Because if the fact that you're going against human nature so much, we're suspecting you've going against human nature so much that you're going to even go against the chazaka of any other mayors. So then how could we trust such a person with a shvua? On its side now that he's going against the chazaka, he's so different than everyone else. He's a Yossi Dauphin.
Okay, so you want to say, okay, I don't know, you're saying radical Kedushim, but maybe it's not so bad, but radical Kedushim.
You asked the question, why is the Chazaka?
Toiv is Asi Kasha and Rashi. Toiv is on the top of Dawit, give him a base. Rashi says, Kim the Chosham Amayna, Hey Kedushim, maybe the Chosham on the Chosham Shwasa. Tema, the Hamasik the Kamen. The Chosha Mamayna, no Chosha Shuasa. Right? That's Savis's Kasha.
I can answer that question
says,
too.
Rashi says, right, that's what I'm saying. So Savis has a Kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, Migi the Chosha Mamayna, Chosha Shuasa. Savis has a Kasha. That's not true. We don't say that. So all the Rishayim have an answer for Rashi. Rashi was like going like a paya. About all that Gemara. So you want to say a different answer. You want to say the answer to Savis's Kasha. Then Avada Rashi also agrees. Migu the Chasham Amayna, no Chasham Ashuas. It's only over here that we just said Ein of the Mayas, and we're suspecting, and Ein of the Mayas means even to be Mayas, to be Kaifer Akol is also Ein of the Mayas, to some extent, just maybe not as much, but it's also Mayas. And this guy, we're Chasham, that he's Azabam, that he's Ein of the Mayas. Then he's Meis. Then he's Chasha Shuasa. Okay, but you're arguing
Tais. Does that answer the question? Isn't every musical the Chasha Amuda pretty much dealing with like your own basin and the guys like fighting back? So, like why
no,
this?
I don't know.
You
okay,
have to go through. Okay, and also, is Rabbi attacking every
Shuasa? Oh,
he was
there. Are you talking about
who is why isn't it a Chasha? Why isn't it a
Chasha?
That's Chaim saying. That the Gemara the Hamina knows that in the normal case, if it's a question of not a hava, the shayla of who picked up the aveda first, you know, then we would not say me the chasham and chasham shuasa. Once we say ishtamute, we don't say me chasham and chasham shuasa. But it's only over here because the guy's such a bum. The problem with the shot is besides that answer type is kasha. None of the rishay, a lot of people defend Rashi from type is kasha. And they all defend it by saying that there's a daya over there that says Hashina Milva Yeshena. That
and over there he's being holik and tokef.
What?
The language over there, Shloye Kol Echad Tokef Petaliso Shochavero. The Rishonim is certainly medayek that the guy stomped grabbing some random person's talis. So
right.
The attack is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said holich v'tokei.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
I'm saying right. As far as the hemshich of the Gemara later on, is talking about.
What are you? You're attacking Chaim. You're attacking me. I'm
supporting Chaim, and I'm saying that the Rishonim who don't say this as an answer. That's as far as we know. That's because they learn that the Gemara's question later on is on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we're talking about a guy who's going out and grabbing random person's tallest.
That's right. And over there is no Sfara.
No, there is. It's Meizu Meiz. You're Rama. You're
stomping. No,
you're grabbing a random guy's tallest is also the Yodeh B'Shikro. Tosfos, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos as to whether it's Yodeh B'Shikro, right? Or the guy's a Balchov Dafka. But the Tosfos. Tosa's shita is it's lav dafka balchov. It's
but isn't Rashi shita?
But Rashi shita, I believe, varies in different mesectas, if I remember correctly. So as far as this, as far as I know. So as far as this question that we're asking, that why didn't the Rishonim answer this for Rashi? They answer this for Rashi because they understood the Gemara's question later on. That Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Vade Rama, the guy stomp going and grabbing a talis, and that is Eran Amaze Pana B'nei Balkovo.
Okay, maybe. Okay, I don't know. I hear. So let's try again. So the Gemara, the question we had like this. So I was assuming, let's put down our machlekes. Let's just summarize, okay? So maybe you have you got a good answer. I'm getting slugged up. I enjoy this. Believe it or not. But what was the question? The question is, I was assuming that the Gemara's question of Eina Miga the Chasha Mayin the Chasha Shuasa is not connected to the previous Kasha. That's what I assumed. I think Rav Nochem, by the way, says that Befeirish, but the Rav Shiv seems to say not like that. So, you know, it could be that you got something right there. But okay, but I assume that the question is not connected because the guy is the very fact that you make a person swear means that you're chashed. And therefore we say chasha malina, you get the chasha malina, chasha shuasa. So according to me, the problem is that why did the Gemara answer in order to answer the first kasha, they had to say hi bikuna boy delay. The second question, they have to say. So once you if these are so there's a steer in the Gemara, and that means that one answer doesn't work, because if in order to answer the first question, you need Bikuda boy the nekrei. So. And you fell over that. So then how did you answer the first question? I'm still not sure even kind of how you answered that either. Whereas if the Gemara needed, the Chara of the Gemara needed the Kuda Boy de Nechvere in order to answer the first question. So
in order to say that, we have to make a Chazaka.
What?
In order to say that, we need to make a chazaka, otherwise it wouldn't be strong right. enough.
So we made a chazaka, and we said the kula boy the nefre, and that's how we took off meishav aved. But now that the Gemara says, so if you need kula boy the nefre, so how could the Gemara say the kula boy the laide?
It's the answer of the question.
But the question was spelled out
in Rashi.
But there are two different questions. The first question was the Meishav Aveda. The only way the Gemara answered the Meishav Aveda's question was by saying Kula Boy Zenechfere. So then how can you answer if you're going to fall off of that, then you're going to be back with the Meishav Aveda's question. Right? In other words, if the Gemara, in order to answer the major of Aveda's kasha, needed to say kula boy de nichvare, so now you're telling me, well, once the Gemara falls off of that, Gemara says kula boy de laide. So then we're back with the question: should be major of Aveda? And Amai, you didn't need that to answer the major of Aveda's question. So why did the Gemara say it? Because the Chayra, the Gemara said it for a reason. The Gemara said the kula boy de nichvare for a reason. Pashas, the reason is because that's how we're answering the Meshav Aveda, the question. But yet the Gemara in the next line says it's not true. It's called Kula Boy Delayde. So then we should come back to the problem of Meshav Aveda.
Rebbe, I'm just confused. Is Rebbe reading it that the Gemara is being heard from what it just said? I mean, Gemara is not being heard.
That's my problem. Obviously, the Gemara is not Kaiser or Chayra, but Mimanasha.
If the Gemara,
the Gemara is not Kaiser, so it's very schwer. If Tom is schwer, the Gemara is Kaiser, and then we're back with the first question. If they're not Kaiser, then they sure sound like they're being Kaiser. They're contradicting themselves.
I mean, Pashup shot in the Gemara is saying, "Hai bikuli by the nichbri." That which the person is denying, that which is bringing the person to deny, be'etzem, he would want to deny the whole. And that which is bringing the person to admit, is be'etzem, he would admit to the whole. Whatever, at least with Fitosis, I'm not sure what I'm about to say is let's turn to the Rashi, but at least with Fitosis, how Fitosis is learned from the Gemara.
I'm only in Rashi.
If you're in Rashi, so then, hi, but hi, new again. Shoot. Okay, 1 second.
Rebbe, why does it have to go on? I don't understand. Why is it not an in-between step? That's what I don't understand. The Chazaka Ein of the Mayat already answered the question. Why does the Gemara altogether say the step? The high, the coolie boy, the Nachvare.
Okay, I don't know. But I'm
my question.
First of all, I think I do know. Let me answer your question. But on the Chayra, if the Gemara said it, they need it. No, the Chayra, they said it, they need it. So my question
is, it's the bridge. That's the bridge.
If the Gemara said it, apparently they need it. So now, how can they say a minute later it's not true? If you need it, you need it.
The Gemara is saying he's conflicted. The Gemara is saying he's conflicted. The Hainu mitzvah now he's being kofer be'akol. I'm in Chashid Mamona. You're not Chashid Mamona because as far as we know, you're conflicted and you're being mute.
We're trying to explain. The Gemara is trying to explain why in the world he was made anything. They need that svara. The svara of Chazaka in the Mei just means.
It
doesn't say why he's made the mitzvahs. Maida Mitzvah just say that he's really the Chazaka Ein of the Mei tells us Meshav Aved is out the window. That's for sure. It's not no longer Meshav Aveda. Now the shaila is where did the Maida Mitzvah come in? The answer is Maida Mitzvah is that he really wants zero. Even though he's a Chazaka Ein of the Mei is, but we always have to be in, it's always this guy wants to say zero. He
why
wants his Meshav Aveda.
Why do you have to say that?
Why do I have to say it? Well, first I'm trying to say what it is saying. I don't know what I have to say.
Gemara said it for a reason. Gemara said, "Kai b'kula boy de nechre for a reason."
Because we're trying to figure out, are we starting from zero? Are we starting from zero? Are we starting from 100?
The reason the Gemara said it is because if without that, it would be Meshav Aveda. If in other words, the guy's signing, I'm a Meshav Aveda. Look, I went ahead. I acted so nicely. I didn't have to. I could have been Kuiper Hako. And for the goodness of my heart, I was Maida. And therefore, you're going ahead. And now you're penalizing me for being a nice person. So we say, don't give us this baloney of goodness of your heart. In your heart, you're a bum. In your heart, you wanted to kula boy de nichvare. The only reason why you were Maida is because we held a gun to your head. And because ain't other may is part of the Bachaiva, so you had no choice. You had to be Maida. Okay. So then don't give us any baloney that you're a nice guy. You're not a nice guy. You're a bum. So there's no Meshav Aveda and there's no Migui. So that's why the Gemara says, Bekuda boy de nichvare, to tell us that don't give us that you're a nice guy. Oh, look how nice I was that I was Maida.
Chazaka in the Mez does that already. I don't need to have that next step.
So that's what the Gemara is speaking out. The Gemara is saying that because of Chazaka in the Mez, we can assume that you're not a nice person and you're only doing it because you had no choice. So that the Gemara is speaking out the Cheshbon.
But where did Moed the Mitzvah come in?
You tied it. I'm such a nice guy. Go ahead and give me a tour of Meshav Aved. So the Gemara answered, don't talk about you're a nice guy. Really, because of Moed the Nechperet. You're not a nice guy at all. Ah, if you're not a nice guy at all, so then why was I Moed? That because I ain't them for me is fun of Feba Choyvo. But then the Gemara asked the Kasha, okay, brand new question. What you're swearing because we suspect you. Let's say me the chash of my chash shuasa. And for the Gemara, because really we assume you're a nice guy. And you could avoid the day. But wait a second, something saying, but before a minute ago, you told me that you're assuming I'm not a nice guy. Could avoid the nitfaray. So what happened? The Gemara had charata.
The Gemara needs the charata because it needs to get the ishtamute. Otherwise, it doesn't work with the chia. So you need the step of the ishtamute. So you can't get the ishtamute without so that step. It comes with the loydly.
So the Gemara is dropping. First, the Gemara says the high bekuda boy the nechrei, and now the Gemara is dropping it.
Now the Gemara can't understand why he's moide in miktsas. That's the problem. The Gemara's bothered by why miktsas.
Admit
the whole thing.
You're not answering my question. I'm sorry. I went on. The Gemara said. Hi, Bakula boy, the Nefre. Is the Gemara dropping that or not, or keeping it? Yes or no?
The Gemara is keeping it, of course.
So that, but it doesn't sound like it's keeping it because the Gemara says that the Kula boy, the Nefre, the direct opposite of Kula boy, the Nefre. So how can you say they're keeping it?
Because this gentleman who said Maidah B'miktas, he slugged up the whole Svara. We say that normally a person wants to deny everything, but he slugged it up. He went and admitted.
Okay, but we're talking about him. But we're talking about him. We're not talking about a Joe Schmo off the street. We're talking about him. And we said Bekuda Boy Denechfere. And then 2 minutes later, when talking about him, we said it could have boy the Oidenei. So this is a very simple question. Make up your mind.
Maybe both are true.
Why did he admit half? Why did he admit half?
I don't know. You're not answering my question. I'm just asking a simple question. Are we retaining could have boy the Nechrei or are we dropping it? So.
Well, it doesn't have to actually be that we actually think that he doesn't want to be kofrit, right? Because Chazaka in the maze. The question is, but he was kofir, right?
Right. He was kofir for part, yeah.
Part. So now he's going against that, right? So we're touching up.
We're not going against it because we might have been mixus is not a real haza as much.
Yes, maybe a dollar. Why 50? Why anything?
It's a kofir hakol, but might have mixus is not as much kofir. And that's what the Gemara is saying. But Habakkuk boy did it, right? In other words, he wants to be kind for the whole thing, but because ain't of the maids, so he was when it was a gun to his head that forced him to be made.
Okay, right, but
right.
Why is Rabbi having such a hard problem with the conflict with a person having conflicting desires? Don't we say this all the time? The guy's saying, I don't want, but he does want.
Why should we make that weird? I don't know. I don't know. Conflicting desires. Why are they making conflicting desires? Over there is because. But I could say we don't. I don't know. I'm not such a big Baal Musar. I don't know.
Language of Rashi a little bit mashal like that too. He says the fee shepherd sono hayamoda bekulo. I mean, like I don't know. I mean, his desire is to be moda bekulo. It's Dinah. He's doesn't mean that he doesn't have he doesn't have something bringing him to deny the whole, but it just means that his has Ratzon to admit to the whole. That's the reason for why he's not Hashem Ashwasa. Dinah.
Okay, so well, let me go slow. So the simple pshat the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying like this. The starting point in the guy's brain, it's like a sequence. I'm sorry, switch me. Let me just. So the starting point is in his brain is Kula Boy did it first. That's his starting point. Then he's hit with anything. Oh, wait a second. I can't be Kaifer. Ain't other mayors, but say this guy is ain't other mayors. I'll be if I'm Kaifer, I'll be mayors. So Ein HaDameis pushes him to the other extreme. Now he wants to be Maida. Right? In other words, I'm saying he has two. In other words, before Ein HaDameis, he would be Kula Boy Dit, right? And after Ein HaDameis, he's Kula Boy Dit.
I guess then it should have said Baha'i. It should have just said Uba Kuli Boy the Loaded then. It shouldn't mean it's much like there's a conflict. The fact is it's Vahai Bakuli but a lichbre, Vahai Bakuli but a loadele. If you're saying that it's stemming from the first, Hainu Kuli by the Nichbre is now and but in an amaze, it should have then said Uba Kuli Boy the Loaded. And it's not much like it's flowing from the previous.
I don't know. I think it's okay. In other words, the simple shot, I suspect, would be to say that it's flowing. We're saying that there's no contradiction. We're saying that the guys, if it wouldn't be about any of them, if they about Plato, then his deepest desire would be to be Kaifer Hakel. Except comes along this far of any of the maids. Now any of the maids. That causes him that he has to throw out his deepest desire and causes him to have an opposite desire of that he wants to be by that.
But what's the high?
That would not be so bad, except, right? I think that's what works.
It says Vahai Bakuli by the Nachbare. According to Rebbe, it's before.
What?
According to Rebbe, it's before. He's by Bakuli Nachbare. Vichazaka ain't other than like that. In other words, which one starts first? According to Rebbe, you have a by Bakuli Nachbare, then you have a Chazaka ain't other than Meyers, right? But the Gemara seems to be saying Chazaka ain't other than Meyers, Vahai Bakuli by the Nachbare.
The high means originally before the without the chazaka, you know, in other words, it's like layers in his brain in his thinking process. With before he brought into his head the chazaka, ain't out the mayas, he was kula boy to death, right? Then he didn't do that because ain't out the mayas, and once he brings in the start of ain't out the mayas, then he switches sides, and he goes to the side of Kuda by Delay. In other words, you have a politician. You say his initial position was to vote one way, but then when he heard that if he votes that way, they won't get reelected. So then he decided he changed his mind, and he decides he likes the other opinion, right? So there's such a thing in learning that a person in life that a person has a deeper desire, and then something comes in and overrides that initial desire. So that would theoretically work, I think, but there's a problem with it. Now there's the simple pshat would be high bikuda by dinifra. Therefore, he's not a meshev aveda because basically his desire is to be. He's a bum. There's no Migo because he's a bum. He's a Kaifer person. He's a Russia. But why didn't he Kaifer call? Because ain't other maids. No, once there's ain't other maids, really that's smart. Really was motivating him to be kula by delay delay. Except, why didn't he do that? Because of Shamute. The problem is, if you say this, then there's no reason why Rashi had to bring a migda chasham amayin a chashash was. This is really how Tavis reads the Gemara. Anyway, Tavis reads the Gemara that once you say kula boy the once you say ain't other mayans, so now we have a problem. Oh, but this guy, you see, he was mayans. So either he has a migda, he has a chazaka. So we have to say, no, even this, because you have to come up with a shamute. You have to come up with a shamute to explain how this guy was mayiz. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't learn that the Gemara's problem was, if you say ain't other mayiz, so then he's obviously telling the truth. Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi says the Gemara's problem is me the chasham amayna chashash ruasa. Right, so seemingly Rashi doesn't hold, in other words, Tosfos holds that once the Gemara says Chazaka ain't of the Meyes, then there's an automatic problem, so we should believe him with Kaifer when he's made the mimics. And that's why we have to say Ishtamute. Rashi didn't learn the Gemara that way. Pashup Shop, because Rashi holds that even though we say Chazaka ain't of the Meyes, that's only ain't of the Meyes if you're made to be Meyes because for Hako. But Meyes to be made to be mixes, you would be Meyes. I don't know. Why doesn't Rashi say like Tysus? That's that question. Why does Rashi need this whole thing of Migi the Chasham Rain the Chashashuasa? Why didn't he just learn the Gemara that once you said ain't of the Meyes? So obviously he's telling the truth, because if he wouldn't be telling the truth, he wouldn't be Meyes. Why? That's how Tyfus learns, right?
Maybe like Rebbe was just saying earlier, then the Meshav Aveda question comes back.
No. The Meshav Aveda, we answered the Meshav Aveda by saying that he had no choice.
But he
has no choice. He has to be Meyes, because ain't other Meyes.
So but there's sometimes what he does have a choice, right?
If he has no choice, so then obviously he's telling the truth, because otherwise he wouldn't be Meyes. So that the Gemara's question is simple. Why does Rashi is very daichet. I don't want to say very daichet, but Rashi is chiddushing. Besides the fact that Taisha says that Rashi is contradicting a beferish of Gemara, but Rashi makes it the Gemara that Rabbi was bothered by two totally different kashas, which we don't even know if they're connected or not connected. Right? It's very chaser in the lashon of the Rabbah. So Tosfos pshat is so much simpler. Tosfos pshat is Rabbah has one problem. He answers ain't of the Meyes. Once he says ain't of the Meyes, then you have the opposite problem. Oh, if ain't of the Meyes, then he's obviously telling the truth, because ain't of the Meyes. Yimanashach, if this guy's a Meyes, then he would have a migo. If he's not a mayan, then he was telling the truth. You know, why does Rashi need to bring in this whole thing of migo the chasham amayin the chasham shvuasa? So I thought the reason is because Rashi doesn't agree with Tysus. And Rashi, but I don't know if this is right, is that Rashi holds that even though we said ain't of the maids, but there's no great ha'aza in being by the mimixes. And therefore, the Gemara, there is no problem. If you said ain't of the maids, he's obviously telling the truth. Because it's only ain't of the maids to be Kuiper Akko. We never said ain't of the maids to be by the mimixes. But then, the Hemshech of the Gemara doesn't make sense. So then why did the Gemara have to say, then how can the Gemara say, the Gemara say, it ain't how the Meyes doesn't apply.
I mean, doesn't Ishtamute just give a reason why it's not a problem of Edom Meyes?
Mishnah gives a reason why there's no problem of.
It doesn't explain why Einonameyas doesn't apply?
No. No.
Shmute, because he's telling himself that he's going to pay back, therefore it's not a Haza.
I don't know. It depends. In Rashi's reading,
I don't know about
maybe in Tavis's reading, you're right.
The Gemara says that
Rashi's reading. The Gemara never asked anything about it. The Gemara's second question was Miga the Chasha Maina Chasha Maina, and the Gemara's answer is since the Shtamut is not Chasha Maina.
Aaron Shavuos does say that the Gemara says that you say Shavuos Heses because
I didn't say it's not a Gemara. I just said that's not how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi reads the Gemara that Ishtamut they make. It's not Chashin HaMamayna. No Chashin HaMamayna. The Rashi said the fish on the top Rashi. So what Ishtamute said is not really Chashin HaMamayna. Does Ishtamute do other things too? Maybe. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so I'm still a little, so where are we holding? I anyone know where we're holding? But let's say over again where we're holding. We superficially, there's this contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara on Gemara went out said the Kuda boy didn't nechfer. Obviously, they said it for a reason. That means that you need it. Gemara about a line later says Kula Boy Delayde. Sounds like a contradiction. Make up your mind. And it's a kasira. That means that you're no longer holding Kula Boy Delayde. You're holding Kula Boy Delayde. So there's a problem. Besides the fact that it's very difficult to say the Gemara is Chaser within one line. But if they said it because they needed it, so then now if you're Chaser, then you're back with the first Kasha. So the simple answer would be, notwithstanding that, you know, the guy said a different answer, could be it's also right, but I think the simplest answer is that they're both right because they're working on different stages of his thinking. His initial thinking is Kula Boy Delech, right? He has a desire to get all the money. That's his deepest desire. He also has a desire at the same time of Ein HaDameyus. A person can have many feelings at the same time. And when his desire of Ein HaDameyus meets his desire of Kula Boy Delichvere, he changes his behavior to Kula Boy Delayde. So his initial gut reaction, so to speak, is, ooh, money. I have a chance to make money. Kula Boy Delichvere, I want to make as much money as I can make. Then he stops and he thinks to himself, but wait a second, Ein HaDameyus. Oh, you're right. In this case, I'm not going to make the money. In this case, Kula Boy Delichvere, because it ain't HaDameyus. So there's no stira. That would be the simple answer to the stira, I think. And I assume I don't know. But the problem is, if Kule Boy Delayde is a response to Ein HaDameyus, so then there's no reason for Rashi to have said to bring in this whole pilpul share of Miga the Chasha Maina Chasha Shvuasa. He could have said the Gemara's Kasha is you just got finished saying Ein HaDameyus, so then we have a rise on the truth. Must be. You know, you have to say the Kula Boy Delayde. So, but Rashi doesn't say that. The only reason I can think of why Rashi doesn't say that is because Rashi doesn't hold it's true. Because Rashi holds that even though ain't other mayors, that doesn't have anything to do with our case, because in our case, he's made them in mixes, and made them in mixes is only a partial hotel. Now, could be that answer is wrong. Maybe that's why I'm having so much trouble here, because I made up an answer that's not correct. Because I have a kasha. Why does Rashi not learn the Gemara like Tosfos? The problem is that once the Gemara says, ain't other mayors, so now we have a raya. They're telling the truth because he was kaifer hakol. He was made the mimixus and ate out the mayas. So he's obviously telling the truth.
Again, who said that Rashi? Rashi says you can use an umder or what not to pati you from a shvua. Rashi never granted that. So, like, why would I'm not clear why we would ask that as a question on Rashi?
You'll say that Rashi maybe pshat is. He'll say that if Rashi did not learn the question of Migud, but Rashi learned the question of Meshav Aveda. So Rashi learned that Rashi learned again that the only Meshav Aveda is a tour. So they've already answered this is not Meshav Aveda because ain't other mayors. So he had no grave. So why were you kai for Hako if ain't other mayors? Ain't no chinami. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. It's a kasha. But that's not going to do anything. That's not going to pop to you. Not going to pop it because Rashi doesn't hold that Migui pop that's from Shua. So you can't be Meshav Aveda because you have no choice. I have a riot telling the truth. Okay, so what? So therefore, Rashi had to learn that the Gemara's cash is something else. Okay, that might work. That could work theoretically. Okay.
It won't work in the Ritva, though. The Ritva understands Rashi Amid Aleph to be Migu, but he also brings Rashi and Amid Aleph on the days and endorses it. So
right. Well, that was the Rabbi Meltzer's of Nelson's Rabbeinu Peretz. Also learned Rashi.
Okay, we don't know what he does with Rashi and Beis, though, so that's not really fair. The fact that he learns Rashi as Migu doesn't mean that he made Kakabi Shver on Rashi and Beis. That's not fair.
Okay, but we don't assume that he had Rashi and Rashi and Beis. Okay, anyway, it's a little unclear. So I'm going to end, but the problem that we're struggling with, it's just the Gemara seems to be going superficially. The Gemara is contradicting itself. First, the Gemara says, Kuda boy did it, right? And then the Gemara says, Kuda boy did I day. Right,
why should we? Has Rebbe just want that before the step of behind the Kuda boy did I day? Because Rebbe explained, after the person is made the mimiktsas, why should we believe him, Lagabi, the second half? What's the nemonis that we should believe him at that point? We said, Chazoka ain't other mayas, right?
No reason to be. So now, believe him because he's muksik.
Again, we have a kasha at this person right now. Is he's chazaka? He has no choice. He wants to admit something, right? So we're saying that he did admit something, right? So that right. Is that good enough? The fact that he did admit something. In other words, at that
what?
Point,
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
Why should he be Nemon without a Shvu? At that point, he's Moedim and Mixas, right? Before the Haibakul Badlay. He really be Moedim Nachpare, right? That's where up the step, right? He's Moedim Nachpare. Chazoka ain't other mayors before. So the guy, so the person demanded money, and he did admit something. Is the fact that he admitted on the 50, that's good enough for us. We believe him. Now we have a problem with where the Shvu came from, or we don't have a problem. We understand where the Shvu came from. Before the Gemara turns the page, right?
There's no
Meshav Aveda. Fine, so let him be let him stamazle be believed. He says 50.
That's a Torah said mind of a mix of swears.
We're trying to figure out what the Torah meant.
We're not trying to figure out. We never trying to figure. We're not Darish time in the Krah. We're only trying to figure out, according to Rashi, how could the Torah say mind of a mix of swears? It's against the principle of Meshav Aveda. Once we explain it's not against the principle of Meshav Aveda, so fine, but the mimics is swears because my the mimics is swears.
He wants to deny everything, right? Yeah. So now he went ahead and he admitted 50.
Right.
Should he be believed with that 50? Is there any reason? Is there any reason right now that he should be believed with that 50?
What you're saying. He's believed because he's muksik, except the Torah is mechayev shvua because the Torah is nervous.
So at that point, we understand why the Shvuah, Amigdu Chashem Amayna, everything is good. We even though it's Amigdu Chashem
Amayna yet. That's the next step in the Gemara.
Wait, why is that a kasha? If you hold Amigdu Chashem Amayna right now, before the next, right now, how does it make sense? The Gemara says, V'hai b'kul b'yid
b'nachpere.
Now the Gemara says, fine.
What's the problem? I'm sorry, I don't understand the problem.
How can he make the Shvuah? I, Amigdu Chashem Amayna, Chashem Shvuah.
That's the Gemara's next question.
So, but I said, I don't need to say "b'kul by the lady" in order to say that kasha.
The Gemara, the "b'kul b'day" was the answer to that question. The question was started out right away. Without the "high b'kul by the lady" is the answer.
Rashi is saying before "b'kul by the lady," we have a kasha. How in the world can he swear? How in the world can he be made to mix us? He can't make a shvua.
Yes, it's an understood question in the Gemara. At that step, the question is a new question, has nothing to do with before. Okay.
Okay, fine.
All right, anyway, Yeshikayach, everyone. If you get a chance, you can look at the Maram Shif, a little teeny Maram Shif and Rashi. But I don't know if we'll get back to it because next week is already a whole week. We'll see. But if you get a chance, you can look at it. It's an interesting Maram Shif. Interesting because it's hard to know what he's talking about. But okay.
Now that we're done, can I ask a question?
Okay, good Shabbos, everyone.
Can I ask a question now that we're done?
What are we focusing on Sunday?
What
are we focusing on for Sunday?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did Rebbe have a basic understanding in just general how Migu the Chasham, Mona Chasha Shwasa, helps if whenever we have a shvua we have that question?
Yes, it's a kasha on every shvua.
Okay.
There'll be a kasha on every shvua, pashtus. And that's okay. Okay, good night, everyone. Bye.
Have a good Shabbos.